Hi, honey. Well, if you're opening this audio, I guess that means I'm away on another work trip. I'm sorry I can't be there with you. I wish I could be there. I wish I could help you, you know, feel good in person. But since I can't, we're gonna do the next best thing. I'm going to give you instructions on how I'd like you to feel good. I'm going to paint a picture in your mind for you, and we're going to use it to help you come. Yeah, that's right. Even though I'm not there right now, I want to help you come as hard as you possibly can. But to do that, we need to be sure you're ready. We've got to prepare a little bit. We can't just have you whip it out and start shaking it around looking at random pictures of sluts on Instagram or whatever. No. We're going to be intentional about it. And I promise it will make you feel so, so good. Okay, when you're ready, we'll begin. Make sure you're all alone. Make sure you have removed all distractions. If you're listening to this on your laptop, turn your phone off. If you're listening on your phone, put it in airplane mode. I really want you to focus on yourself. Focus on my voice without getting distracted. When you're ready, I want you to lie back onto our bed, take your clothes off, have some lube ready on the nightstand, and be absolutely ready to close your eyes and feel good. So, if you need to pause the audio now to get prepared, go ahead and do that. I'll still be here. Okay, ready to start? Good. Go ahead. Lie back onto our bed, baby. Make sure your clothes are off if they aren't already. Good. Now, take a few deep, relaxing breaths in and out. Close your eyes. Take a moment to feel yourself. Don't go directly to your cog. Instead, slowly run your fingers along the parts of you that drive you wild when I do it. The sides of your neck, down your chest, the inside of your upper thighs. There you go. Good boy. Now, knowing you and that perfect cock of yours, you're probably hard already, but just in case, let me help you get there. I'll paint a scene for you, baby. I'll be as descriptive as possible, but here's the important part. I don't want you touching that cock until, well, until I say so. Okay, make sure your eyes are still closed. Good. Keep running your fingers ever so gently around your upper thighs. You can get close to your cock, but don't touch it yet. Good. Imagine you're at home waiting for me. Totally relaxed in your comfy reading chair. Just before you start getting worried that I haven't replied to your texts, you hear the door open. "Welcome home, honey," I hear you say. But I don't say anything in reply. Instead, you hear my footsteps slowly approaching you. I wanted to keep you in suspense, waiting for this moment. You see me enter through the doorway, and I see your jaw drop. I know how much you like it when I pamper myself, when I focus on my appearance. So that's what I've done, just for you. I'm wearing my sexiest high heels. Yes, the ones with the straps. Impractically tall, but you just love how they make my ass look. I'm also wearing your favorite, a little black dress. Yeah, you know the one. The one that hugs me in all the right places and, well, makes my tits look almost like a pair of balloons that could pop at any second. My long hair flows down my shoulders. You'd swear it's almost blowing in a slow motion breeze as I approach you. As I get closer, you notice the fire in my eyes. Sultry look on my face. A look that absolutely screams, "I'm going to suck your dick now." But when I do finally speak, I've just arrived to your spot, gently sat down next to you, and as I place a hand on your thigh, a devilish smile on my lips, as I kiss you, I simply say, "Hello, baby." Keep stroking those thighs, baby. Don't worry. We'll be touching that cock soon, I promise. I help you out of your clothes. Your shirt pulls up easily over your head while you work on unbuttoning and dropping your pants to the floor before I motion for you to sit back down. Your eyes are immediately transfixed by my face, despite my firm round breasts heaving up and down mere inches from you with every breath. It looks as if I've had my makeup done professionally for you, almost like I had it done our wedding day, if it had been a little heavier and sluttier. You feel yourself stiffen at the thought of me looking up at you through these long lashes, piercing your soul with my naturally pretty eyes, expertly outlined with thick black eyeliner. Well, little do you know, you won't have to wait long. After a few more kisses down your neck, I float down to the floor, taking the place of honor between your knees. You notice my nails on the way down as I run them down your chest. Yes, I got them done for you. You always say I don't pamper myself enough. You feel them ever so gently trace down your chest, trailing down over your thighs. Okay, sweetheart, it's time to touch your cock now. Slowly begin tracing your fingers along your shaft, just like my tongue is about to do in our little fantasy. Yeah, just like that. Run those fingers slowly all the way from those big swollen balls of yours to that sensitive area just behind the head of your cock. then all the way back down. All the way back up. Focus on that spot. Grab some lube if you have it. Take your thick cock into your hand and gently squeeze now and again. Your hand pulsing behind the head of your dick. Just like my warm, soft mouth does when I'm sucking on you. And that's it. Every once in a while, you can take your other hand and gently play with those balls too. Don't squeeze too hard. But run your hand over, massaging them from side to side. And don't forget the spot behind them too. The part where they usually brush up against your thighs. Make sure you're touching all of yourself, baby. Stroke every inch of that big, powerful cock. Those full, aching balls. You absolutely deserve to be worshipped. Keep slowly stroking and touching yourself just like this while I return to our fantasy. You're as hard as a rock by the time I take you into my mouth. I continue massaging your thighs, alternating between gently squeezing and delicately grazing my nails along them. Seeing your hair stand on end tells me it's working, just as I'd hoped. All the while, I'm focusing all my mouth's attention on the head of your cock. I gently wrap my lips around the head, forming a perfect vacuum seal around your most sensitive area, sucking up and down, nice and slow, never moving more than an inch away from the head, at least for now. I begin to suck just a little harder. You hear me let out moans. Moans that match your own in intensity, if not volume. The vibration from my vocal cords somehow adds another level of pleasure, which is hard to explain, but definitely heightens the experience. At this point, you notice my hands are moving away from your thighs. I briefly run them up and then back down over your chest once more, but this time I trace them lower, crossing your lower abdomen and running straight up the length of your dick. I gently take your impressive length in both of my little hands and begin slowly, gently, delicately moving my pretty hands in opposing circular motions around your thick shaft. My saliva begins to slowly slide down your big cock, inch by inch, gradually reaching my hands and acting as lube to allow me to grip you even tighter, give you more sensation, but without hurting your most sexiest feature. I take the time to explore the rest of you with my mouth, running my supple lips up and down several times. I kiss you all over your shaft, and the thought hits you that these are the same lips that kiss your face, kiss your lips in public where it barely merits a notice. But here they are, lending their talents to your rock-hard cock. Blood rushes to your face. You feel butterflies in your stomach at the mere idea. At this moment, my lips are turning to lock tightly around the upper reaches of your cock. You can't help but remember that the only time my little fingers can ever touch when curled around your size is when I have a nice manicure like this. I begin moving my left hands a little faster now, imperceptibly at first, but noticeably quicker than before. As I service your cock, you let out another loud moan as you notice my pretty eyes are still locked on you, framed as they are by my sexy eyeliner and long lashes. Although you can feel your heartbeat quicken somehow, you are so relaxed now that you're practically entering a whole nother plane of euphoria. I begin to moan louder and furrow my brow as I suck you, as my hands change direction now to pump up and down your massive shaft. You can't help but notice the wedding ring you gave me sparkling on my ring hand. Of course, my ring isn't the only thing that my friends are jealous of. No. I think the thing that they're most jealous of is what you're holding in your hand right now. Stroke it. Stroke that powerful cock for me, baby. It's so hard. It's so big. You can pick up the pace now, baby. I know. You're going to come soon. You are. You're going to shoot that load for me. Yes, you deserve this, baby. Stay where you are. Nice and relaxed, still lying back on our bed. Keep pumping that shaft up and down. Every now and then you can slow down, play with the area just around the tip of the head. Yeah, just like that. And before long, you're going to shoot the biggest load for me. Yeah. Keep that cock pointed straight up for me. I want your cum to blast into the air, landing all over our bed. Yeah. Keep stroking, baby. Stroke that big fucking cock. In fact, how about for just a second? You can open your eyes just a bit and look down at it. Yeah, good boy. Think about how many times you've brought me to orgasm with that. Think about how jealous my friends are that their men aren't as well endowed as you. Think about the rush of power you feel when you squeeze into a tight little pussy or into the back of my throat. Okay, handsome. Close your eyes again. We're gonna make you come now. Imagine you look down as I briefly pause from sucking you. My lashes flutter as I look at you and tell you that I'm going to take you in my throat now. I look down at you, holding it in my ring hand as I open my mouth as wide as I can, being careful to avoid scraping your thick shaft with my teeth. I take you into my throat. Yeah. Squeeze that cock for me, baby. Squeeze it like it's my tight throat struggling to fit you in. I do my best to take as much of you into my throat as I can, but have to back off after a few seconds. I take a deep breath and make a second attempt. I'm able to push down a little farther, a little bit further than before, but not by much. My eyes begin to redden, an oddly frantic look briefly replacing the self-assured confidence I exuded before. That's the power your cock has, baby. I make a few more attempts to throat you, but eventually I just have to admit defeat. Locking my eyes back on you, I suddenly recognize the look on yours. You're about to come. You just can't help it. As much as you try to resist, you've always completely lost control when there is a sexy girl on her knees in front of you, worshipping you, worshipping your size. I let out a moan, and with a knowing look in my eye, I say, I love your big fucking cock. That's it. Stroke it faster now. Faster. You're gonna come any second. I return my sexy hands to your manhood and begin pumping faster. Faster than before, every once in a while rubbing my thumb on the underside of your sensitive head. Ah, fuck. The cock that's made me come so many times, so many screaming orgasms, but now it's your turn. I take my hands and my mouth away from you now and let you take over. No. Don't stand up, baby. Stay right there. Reclined back, nice and relaxed, but I need you to come. Where do you want to come, baby? All over my cleavage, soiling up my little black dress. Or maybe all over my hands. Yeah. Would you like to see all your cum all over my pretty nails for you? Or, I know what you'd like most of all. You're going to come all over my face. That's right, baby. Come now, come for me, give it to me. Come all over my face. Yes, stroke your big cock for me. Fuck. Come all over me. Yes. Fuck. What a good boy. Okay. Open your eyes for me again, honey. Did you shoot it everywhere? All over the sheets. That's okay. We have more. Well, I hope that made you feel so good. I wish I could be there with you, babe, but I'll be home soon enough. And maybe, just maybe, who knows, if you play your cards right, maybe we can recreate that little scenario, huh? Okay, honey. I'll let you pass out now, if you haven't already. I love you. I'll see you soon.